From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for people who've only ever heard locker room talk from presidential candidates. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is part one of our 2018 sports predictions with my friend, Nate Williams. Hello, friends. Welcome to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Bronner. With me today is one of my good friends and most knowledgeable sports experts that I know, Mr. Nate Williams. Nate, welcome back to the show.
Luke, thanks a lot for having me, man. I'm really excited to be here. Love talking about all this stuff and especially trying to educate the ill-informed about sports is always a bonus.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed most of this stuff growing up in a sports family, but I did. So we're at the start of a new year. You know, I wish I had done a 2017 recap, but you know, we're not going to live in the past. So we're going to look ahead today.
All right.
And I want to invite you to be so bold as to make predictions for the sports world in 2018. What do you think that we, huge sports fans, can expect from sports in 2018?
Well, you just made perfect timing because tonight is the college football national championship game. So this is the first major championship of the whole year. So you really haven't missed out on much. We have Alabama versus Georgia. They're both in the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference of football.
Which we learned on a previous episode.
So now you know about the conferences. Well, you have kind of the evil empire of Alabama, little Darth Vader, Nick Saban. I don't know if I'm doing that right. I'm not a Star Wars guy because I am sports. Just bad. People don't like him. Yeah. Let's go with that. Okay. And then Georgia, you know, a little plucky upstart headed by one of Nick Saban's former assistants. So the heart picks Georgia, but the mind has to pick Alabama.
Okay, so you think Alabama is the team. You want Georgia to win. You think Alabama will win.
Most of the world, I would imagine, even though nobody actually cares about this, the rest of the world. Let's just say most of the United States probably wants Georgia to win, unless they're an Alabama fan. In which case, Roll Tide and all that mumbo-jumbo.
So Alabama, we can expect that tonight. We'll find out if you're right or not.
Yeah, the game will probably end around like 10:30 or 11. It'll be fun, but you know, it's never quite as exciting when two teams from the same conference end up in the title game.
Okay, I don't know why, but that's fine. So the next thing coming up after that is probably the Super Bowl, yeah?
Yeah, we have the Super Bowl at the end of January. Again, smart money would be on the New England Patriots. There's a little riff right now going on between the head coach, the quarterback, and the owner, but they always fight through things, and New England always just kind of comes out on top on this stuff.
Okay, so give me like the 10-second version of what that rift is about.
It's really just a power struggle between the head coach and the quarterback. You have Tom Brady, who wants to do things his way, the head coach who wants to do things his way, and then the owner is now picking sides and kind of undercutting the head coach's authority.
Oh, so he's on Brady's side of
things. He is. He is a Tom Brady loyalist.
Wow. Okay. So you think the Patriots, who do you think will be in the Super Bowl against them?
I'll tell you what. Philadelphia had a great year, but their starting quarterback, Carson Wentz, tore his ACL, so he's out. Even though they're the top seed. Personally, I'm rooting for the Minnesota Vikings, led by quarterback Case Keenum, University of Houston. Go Cougs. So you always got to root for the Cougs. And they're the number two seed. They have a wonderful chance to meet Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. It'd be awesome. Let's go Cougs.
But it's a done deal in your mind. The Patriots will be there.
Yeah, I mean, with sports, you have the any given Sunday, all the cliches about anybody can win on any day. But when you just kind of look at it, the Patriots generally win these things.
Okay, well, after that, we've got the Olympics coming.
The Winter Olympics start in the middle of February. They're in Pyeongchang, South Korea. I just read something today, super interesting. It is going to be dreadfully cold. The point that like people need to layer up more than normal. And this is Winter Olympic people who do this for a living. And they're still telling them, hey, seriously, guys, it's going to be very cold. You need to be ready for this.
Like while they're competing, not just for open ceremonies? Like they've got a...
I assume for the entire 2 weeks, but the opening ceremonies are always like really late at night. So it just makes it worse. A little more wind chill. It'll make it way more fun to watch the opening ceremonies, like looking at their faces and wondering like, which one's getting frostbite right now? It's, you know, it's not one of the Russians. They're used to it.
Well, they're not in it, right?
Well, weren't they banned? Russia itself, their Olympic committee has been banned due to scheduled doping, but the Olympic Committee is allowing some individual athletes. So Russia still is going to have about 11 athletes, I believe, compete in the Olympics, but not under the flag of Russia.
Okay. What do you think we can expect from the Winter Olympics? I've honestly never paid any attention to the Winter Olympics.
Well, as much as you would think Russia would because they're so vast and cold, really, Winter Olympics are much more of a wealthy man's sport.
Okay.
You know, soccer is the sport of the world because anybody can play soccer. It doesn't matter if you have money. Downhill alpine skiing, you don't really get into unless you're rich. So it's a lot of the fancy pants Europeans and USA, you know, where we can spend our money on specialized trainers our whole lives and things like that. But, you know, the Swiss, those are rich, fancy Europeans, so they always do really well. And then you got Canada with hockey, but just let them have it.
Okay. Okay. So after that, like, I guess the next thing that would be big in the sports world is NBA?
You're close. The very next month in March, you have March Madness, which is the long college basketball tournament.
Which is actually the one time of year that I actually do pay attention to sports. You would think that I would remember that.
It's fantastic. That first weekend of March Madness, the first 4 days, there are so many games. There are games on games happening. So there's been a time in my life where I've even called in sick on that first Thursday of March Madness just to kind of stay home and watch every basketball game that's happening.
That does sound very much like something you would do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this a couple of episodes.
Okay.
Because I don't want us to go too long. So we're going to call, you've gotten us through the first part of the year. We're going to have you back on Wednesday to talk us through the rest of the year. You good with that?
Awesome. Thanks, Luke. I'm ready to see you on Wednesday, bud.
Perfect. Nate, thank you so much for your predictions so far this year.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.